While the flat price trade volatility is calm compared with yesterday's market, spreads remain very active, especially between wheat and corn, as well as between beans and corn. In fact, the November beans have increased in value compared with December corn by a factor of 2.5. This is the last time we've hit this level since August 2014, when the U.S. soybean carryover was falling below 100 million bushels. It's pretty clear that the trade is taking at face value the USDA acreage numbers yet again today. Heading into the close with the European wheat moving higher, the dollar falling from its jobs report rally, it wouldn't surprise me to see both beans and wheat support the corn market to the point where corn could potentially close steady. As also of note, midday weather models for the Delta and Eastern Corn Belt continue to show ample rain events for the next 10 days, as well as another big cold front push in the later part of April. Please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. This is Mike Susilo. Have a good day.